Can you guys hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Yay. It worked this time.
Yeah, the first time.
I just bounced off my board meeting Zoom. We've been meeting since 9 this morning.
Wow.
And again tomorrow all day and then Thursday all day.
Zoom's triathlon, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're all here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Nicole is on. Is she on phone? Are you on the phone, Nicole?
I am, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon.
Great. Welcome. Good to hear your voice. Okay, why don't we call the meeting to order? Just to make sure, Peter, is the public or the lines open for the public to participate as well?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just received a text from LA Teleconference. We are live on the street.
Okay. Well, we'll welcome all those that might be online listening in. And we'll ask you, Peter, to make a roll call to establish that we have a quorum present, please.
Certainly. Melanie Banky?
Here.
Nicole Borromeo?
Here.
Bethany Markham?
Here.
Bud Simpson?
Here.
And John Binkley?
I'm here.
All right, we have a full board membership present, Mr. Chairman.
Great. We have before us a draft agenda, and I hope everybody's had a chance to look it over. There's only one item on the agenda today. There wasn't time at our last meeting to do there was a conflict in schedules at our last meeting for the interview for the other RFI respondent for legal services. So that's the sole item on the agenda. And
this meeting is being recorded and or transcribed.
As presented?
So moved. Go ahead, Don.
This is Melanie, I'll second.
Okay, motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda as presented with just one item on it. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted unanimously and we have agenda before us. The first and only item really on the agenda is the interview for our RFI on legal services. And as the previous respondent, we are planning on taking care of this in executive session. And I might call on our executive director to talk a little bit about having these interviews in executive session and how that might apply, how the law for executive sessions may apply to that. Peter, if you could, please.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. We spoke today with legislative counsel regarding whether executive session is the appropriate forum for discussing RFI responses. And as you may recall, the board adopted a slightly modified version of the legislative procurement code. Now, the legislative attorney we spoke with pointed us to section 195 of our procurement code, which states that proposals are to be opened in a confidential manner until after a selection has been made. Because the procurement code requires us to keep the RFI response details confidential, discussing the proposal falls under the Open Meetings Act exception found in Alaska Statute 4462.310. That's the Open Meetings Act. One of the provisions for executive session is found in C4. Which states that executive session may be used for matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure. So since the procurement code requires us to keep the response confidential, discussing it needs to be done in executive session or can be done. I should also note the attorney pointed out two other exceptions in the Open Meetings Act that likely apply to us as well. C1 states that matters with the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of a public entity is a reason to go into executive session. And since we're discussing respondents' ideas for legal strategies to avoid litigation or to prevail if any lawsuits do come, these conversations would be ripe for harvesting by a future potential plaintiff to the detriment of the board. So it's important that someone who's going to sue us not know our discussions regarding legal strategy. And then also exception C2 subjects executive session is appropriate when subjects would tend to prejudice the reputation or character of any person. And since we're interviewing attorneys about their performance potential, we could prejudice a reputation, even though there was no intent to do so, of course. Now, the legislative attorney was careful to stipulate she doesn't actually represent us, and so this is informal advice, but she was confident that given the fact that three of the allowable four exceptions could apply to us, that we are on solid ground to proceed in executive session. So that's certainly my recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Are there any questions or comments by board members as to the acceptability of doing this in executive session? Hearing none, then, the chair would entertain a motion to go into executive session. Bud, if you want to go ahead with the motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Say, Bud.
Yeah.
Bud, it's a little weak. We can't, I couldn't hear you, pick you up very well. You might have to get a little closer to the microphone.
My mic. I was talking to the screen, not the mic. Still not totally used to this. So I'm moving that we go into executive session for the purpose of interviewing a proposing law firm and implement one of the Open Meetings Act exceptions relating to subsection C4 having to do with records that are not subject to public disclosure, and I would ask for unanimous consent to the motion.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get a second to the motion.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman, Nicole.
Okay, there's a motion before us. Discussion on the motion? And there was a request for unanimous consent. Is there any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, the motion does pass by unanimous consent, and we will retire to executive session to interview one of the respondents. And Peter, if you could let us know when we are set to begin in executive session, please.
Yes, I'll reach out to LA Teleconference right now.
for LA to pick up.
Hello, guys. This is Tom from the Legislative Information Office, and I just wanted to say that when you guys are ready, you're good to go.
All right. Okay, I think we are ready to go.
Okay, so we're out of executive session and back on the record. We had an opportunity in executive session to interview one of the applicants and respondents for the RFI. We did not make any decisions in executive session. And we would like to maybe now discuss time for a subsequent meeting when we can make a decision on issuing a contract for legal services. Have members, I know we have a meeting scheduled for March 12th. However, I believe we should try and make that decision prior to that time. One suggestion is to have the meeting on Saturday, this coming Saturday, in the morning. And wanted to check with other members. I know Member Banky had to check out of the meeting and is not online right now, and wondering if anybody is able to check with her schedule for Saturday.
Mr. Chairman, this is Nicole. I did get a message from Melanie. She said she prefers sometime after 12 o'clock on Saturday, but if it has to be in the morning, she will make that work.
Okay. How are other schedules after noon on Saturday? Good. Bethany, you're good with that. Bud, you're good with that. Nicole, how about for you?
I can do that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and that works fine for me as well. So, Peter and TJ, if you can work out some specifics in terms of a time. For public members who may be there, it'll be sometime after noon on Saturday will be our next board meeting. We'll advertise that and publish it as quick as we can. Unless there's anything else that comes up, really just one item on that agenda would be the choosing of a legal firm, unless Peter or TJ, are there other items that we had planned for the 12th? Because we could have this meeting in lieu of the meeting on the 12th.
Yeah, formal meeting protocol would be something I would like to bring before the board fairly soon, just to resolve that issue if we are able to come up with a working document for the board's review.
Okay, let's put that on the agenda. If we're not able to get it completed by that time, then we'll have to push it off to a subsequent meeting, but let's at least notice that in terms of the agenda for Saturday.
Will do.
Okay, is there any other business that needs to come before the board?
Chairman Binkley, just to clarify, there won't be a meeting on the 12th, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
So we'll shift the meeting to this Saturday instead of our meeting that had previously been scheduled for the 12th. Any other comments from board members? If not, we'd seek a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
This is Nicole, so moved.
Is there a second? Okay, we have a motion before us to adjourn with a proper second. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all very much, and hopefully we'll all get together on Saturday afternoon. Take care.
Thank you.